WB4CBA and 0GR.
AB4CBA.
Good afternoon, Dave. How are you doing, sir?
I just got my teeth cleaned at the dentist, and I'm on my way back down the crazy highway. I think they need to rename Wade Hampton to the crazy highway, crazy boulevard.
A lot of us would agree with that. Think what it's like for me, you know. I'm from Kansas, so it was a lot more peaceable up there. In fact, it was a lot more peaceable out here 11 years ago.
Other than 2.5 years I've lived here all my life, I grew up here, and so I've seen a lot of changes, and Wade Hampton used to not be anything like this. And so when we moved over here, I didn't drive Wade Hampton much until we moved over here, and golly day, it's like culture shock. I mean, you have crazy drivers everywhere, but just the traffic, it's just like rush hour all day long.
Wholeheartedly, Dave. Same way up here. We see two or three cars coming from Wade Hampton all the way up to our house. Now there's a line of cars every time. Right now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at the traffic light here, that new light they put in. But there's more coming. And there's quite a few ahead of us. I guess it's just something we have to get used to. My son-in-law's uncle, he's a retired executive from Michelin. He lived down in the south part of Woodruff. And guys, you didn't hear his description of that down there. It was just, it's just pitiful now compared to what it was when they moved down there.
Only imagine, you know, when we moved to Wellington Green, which is on the east side here, subdivision in 67, Haywood Road was a two-lane road with cow pastures on both sides all the way from, from Pelham to Lawrence Road, and then of course there wasn't that section that went from east north to Pelham Road. That section wasn't even there. There were houses there that people had to, I had a buddy of mine that I went to high school with. They bought his house. I said, why are they buying your house? He said, because they're putting a road through it.
I'm seeing new additions up here that are crossing that Greer High School that you wouldn't believe. I mean, come up Gap Creek Road, and there's acres and acres and acres of houses being built out there. It's incredible. So life goes. I guess we just got to go with the flow. And we're kind of secluded from it out there. And I like that. It's more peaceful once you get there. A lot of times I pray that, hey, I wish I was at home. Bernice got her third shot down there at Walgreens at the number 1 in Parkway Drive or something like that on Pelham. I'm telling you, that was on a Friday night. Whew, was I praying to get home then. It was just, and it was around 4 o'clock time we got out of there. It's a zoo. So I don't care to drive in it, but well, we've got about an inch of rain, and that's good. We planted grass, and aerated and seeded, and so this should be very beneficial. We hadn't had any rain for 11 days, the weatherman said.
Yeah, I know we needed rain. My grass is, I hadn't cut it. I just cut it the other day, but I hadn't cut it in, like, I think 3 weeks until then. And, of course, it looks really good right now. Of course, this rain will, I'm sure, will give it a little growth spurt. But, anyway, and, of course, if the temperature starts dropping, you know, it'll slow it down. But, anyway. All right, well, I'm in the garage here, so I got the pony in the barn, so I guess I'll go inside and see what the wife's doing. She's back from her chores that she had to do this morning, so see what's going on. Go ahead.
Okay, Dave, good to hear you. You take care of my friend, and we'll catch you down the line. KB4CBA, N0TR73.
Tom, N0TR, KB4CBA, clear.